Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The definition of excellence is defined in how effortlessly you make a difficult task look easy. And that describes D-Hop, Donna Hopkins, who, like most of her colleagues that are out on that grind, live for that moment, enjoy it, wouldn't have it any other way. And did you see more things that made you smile than frown today?
Hey, Doc, I really did, because Allegheny was back as far as Stephen wins the job for the kicking game, and then you had John Bates back. So you're starting to get some key people back that you want to be in this lineup when it gets real, as far as we only got a couple more preseason games back. So getting these key people back, so that Jaden, let me tell you this, looking at Jaden and Allegheny together, it made me have a big smile on my face. I was snapping pictures left and right, because you had your center with your quarterback and the minds was already working there. So that to me is what I was really happy to see today, is him get back under center. Not that the other centers weren't doing their job. They were getting the time in. Matt Goben, he was getting all that time in. But as you get closer to the regular season, you want all bodies to be there. And that, to me, was the focus today in having him back, and John Bates too.
Was there any physical pressure on him, or was he just back doing a photo op?
Well, no, I mean, it was good for a photo op, but he was getting back into the trenches of, you know, his linemen. Sam Cosby talked about he really is excited about this line and what he's seeing. So, I mean, he was over there, you know, the communication part, because I think they gradually is bringing him back slow. But the fact is, he's back there with, there conversating with DJ, was there with Jaden, and getting that, I guess, that bond back together, because he's been out for a few weeks. So that's what I like to see, is let's get back into, you know, to the togetherness of us, you know, mashing together, you know, the center and the quarterback. So it was good to see that. I thought they were going to be in pads today, but they weren't. But they were in shells, and you still got to see some things, because you got the offensive line. We got to be able to tape a little bit of the offensive line and the defensive line going up against each other. And that was good, because, you know, you had Owe, he wasn't there, and a couple other people, but still to see them go up against each other, that one-on-one battles, that was, to me, something good to see also in today's practice.
And, man, anything else stand out?
Yeah, I got
you. You letting her off the hook kind of easy.
Nah, I definitely wanted to inquire about the safety competition. I know there's been some reporting about Quan Martin out there, you know, really going to make a case for, you know, some playing time. He played well in the Dolphins game, ended up getting an interception. What have you made of Quan as of late, and how did he practice today?
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because we were talking about him in practice. That interception that he had, and the DBs on that side of the ball, they had a few interceptions today. And it's funny that you say about Quan, but I want to talk about Amik Robinson right quick before I talk about Quan, because I was asking him about Amik Robinson last week, and he was talking about, hey, he got to be careful with Amik because he's always jumping on the ball. Well, he had a pick, and so therefore he got one in his hands today. So I'm starting to see the secondary get the ball a little bit. Coach Quinn talked about takeaways, And you're starting to see that in the secondary a little bit more each game. And the big one for Quan on, you know, the first preseason of game, I got to talk to Quan after that. I said, ooh, you got one in your hand. And he was like, yeah. And so I think that that built even more confidence as Quan gets more comfortable with this defense, because as they told me, you know, this defense is set for you to be able, everybody to be able to eat. And Quan is starting to eat a little bit from this defense. And today he was in there a little bit more than, you know, he's been in there, but now you're starting to see them really put him in there. And I just think that he made a case for himself, you know, even more so with that competition at the safety position. So, Quan, like I said, was in a little bit more, in a lot more plays today. And I think it all stemmed from him learning that offense a little bit more, getting comfortable with it. And getting a pick does not hurt either in building your confidence.
Donna Hopkins sharing with us here on Burgundy and Gold today. Let's go back to the first series where the Dolphins had their starters out. We thought we had ours too, but we were gutted. And I'm, for one, am happy that our youngsters got exposed to, quote, their starters. Because now they understand the level. They understand where they're not and what they have to do to improve it. Was any of that addressed? Because some of our, you know, media partners really went wild after Newton and company and said it was, you know, it is what it was. It was pathetic. How was that addressed?
Oh, yeah. Coach Quinn called it out right away. He was most disappointed, he said, with what he saw in the first series. And like you said, being able to address it as far as some areas that they need to clean up, you know, being that the Dolphins had their first string people in, but still you had a lot of the Commanders starters in. And for them to be able to go a seven-minute drive down the field with combinations of passing and running and all of that, you know, he addressed that first series. He said other things about the game he liked, that, you know, some of the younger guys that stepped up, but it was that first series that has a bad taste in his mouth that they have to clean up. And we think about last year, you know, this is a different team, but a lot last year people were able to drive down on the opening drive and score on the Commanders. And so Sonny and Leo Chanel and all of them, and talking to them after the game and you know, even today, they talked about that they just wanted one more play to try to clean up, you know, some of the things that happened on that first series. So they're aware of it. And I think this is the thing, Doc, that a joint practice and then your preseason game, it lets you know exactly where you are and some areas that you need to say, this is what I got to focus on. Because my question to Coach Quinn is, in looking at this game, now that you had an opportunity to really look at the film and digest that, what have you seen that needs to be better to get cleaned up as they move forward? Because
I like it.
That to me was a disaster series. 7 minutes. They kept the ball for 7 minutes and they drive down and score. And then
And then Newton, I mean, I'm just saying, he wasn't alone, but I just haven't heard, and I don't need to hear it, I need to see it. I'm looking forward to this game against the Lions and seeing what his adjustments are going to be. Is he going to play with a lower pad placement? Does he have enough dog in him to unleash it in a, quote, preseason game, you know, and prove a lot of people wrong? Or is this just what it's going to be?
Well, it can't be just what it's going to be.
It's gotten to this point.
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. But as I said, it's almost like Coach Quinn really called this first series out and was quite disappointed with what he saw in that first series. So that's going to be, I think, an area where they really focus on. I don't know who's going to be playing much, you know, this coming week. And it really, you know, at this point, it's still whoever's out there, they got to do a better job of that first series, because Detroit is a totally different team than the Dolphins, and you're going to get a little bit more action that you're going to be able to adjust you're going to be able to really hopefully clean up some of the areas that you need to at this stage so that it doesn't carry over in that first game against the Philadelphia Eagles. So you got a short window right now. That's what we're working with, Rick, a short window to clean up some things because you don't have a lot of time left.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Donna,
there's no need to push the panic button yet, though.
Oh, no. Not pushing the panic. I'm not in a panic. My address is going to remain the same, okay?
And I did see some things that I even like today still. I mean, we talk about the areas that they need to clean up, but it's some areas that I think they're really doing well. We're talking about the competition at the safety position. Let's talk about the competition at the running back position, the wide receiver position.
Where people
are starting to step up. Let's talk about the offensive line where, you know, Sam said, look, I like the O-line. He said that we're going to prove everybody wrong from last year. I don't understand what they got to prove because the offensive line to me was pretty solid, but Brandon is starting to mash over there on that side. You get your center back. Right. And then Josh Connolly, Cosme said, this guy has stepped up in his second year and has learned so much. So let's talk about some of the good things that we're starting to see from some of these competition positions that's going to be key for this team moving forward. And that wide receiver room, I really like that competition
like it,
there.
Like
and
it.
I don't know which
yep.
one to pick. And then the running back position, we
yep.
already
now
know
you're talking.
What Robert Henry.
No, it's not all gloom and doom. Allen. You're right. It's not all yeah. gloom and doom.
Hey, Don.
The running back room, I loved it.
I do have one question, though, about in this position, there isn't a lot of competition for, but Josh Connolly at the right tackle position. I mean, even when I've been out there, I've seen some clips as well, but how have you, you know, assessed and graded, like, his camp thus far? Like, what would you say he is in terms of, like, progressing year two at the right tackle position?
Yeah, I think that because that he had so many great battles last year with some of the top defensive guys that he went up against last year, that taught him a whole bunch. And, you know, working with Laramie in the off season, going down there with him, I think it helped his game to go to the next level and some of the things I'm seeing. The one-on-one battles today, I watched him go up against, you know, he was going up against Joshua Joseph, and Joshua Joseph is another name you better remember because this guy has had a good camp. And I saw them battle out there, and Josh was holding his own. He wasn't backing down. So I think that he has worked on technique, feet work, hand position. I'm seeing better things out of him there and just the confidence that I'm seeing from him. So I don't think that he needs competition there because I think he's the right person in that position because Coach Quinn was asked about, hey, did you think about maybe rotating Josh and whatever? And he said, nope, leaving him right there. So I like what I'm seeing from Josh. I look at him now with Laramie not being there, and, you know, they came out on the field together always, Laramie and Josh Connolly, and I've seen – basically, Sam Cosby take that role of being beside Josh Connolly and bringing him along with his learning. You know, they were like bread and butter. But now I'm starting to see the other offensive linemen starting to go over there because at one time he looked like, oh, my best friend is gone. But again, I'm starting to see the offensive line just kind of like come together a little bit more. So I kind of like that whole setup of what I'm looking at with the offensive line, and I have the utmost confidence in what I'm seeing from Josh Connolly right now.
Well, that's good news. Continuity. When you draft high, you'd love it to be a bonanza pick. You know, we don't all have to have failure stories. Let something be good. And it does seem like he was good. And Tunzel deserves so much credit for getting these guys to contribute throughout the offseason, to take his tutelage, to buy in, and to work in the offseason. So it will be no surprise to me. And we've got depth on that side as well, because we've got guys that have started before that are backups, and that's the ultimate sign of depth.
Yeah, definitely. And like you said, the great thing about what Laramie has done, he equipped those individuals to be ready for an occasion like this when somebody goes down, you know, and they still are just as strong. So I do like, you know, what both him and Coleman and Josh went down there, you know, after the OTAs with Laramie. And I was like, whoa, isn't this like kind of like amazing that, yep, you know, he goes down and then you're with.
We got a little technical.
Shout out. Yeah, okay. I want to shout out Coleman, too, because I think people, as Chris Paul told me in talking to him, he said this guy is got so one of the most talented people, football players that he's ever seen. And they have no doubt that he's going to come and not miss a beat. So it's nice.
You know, he's frightening.
Yes.
He's frightening. Yeah, good boy. He's so athletic. In that body, man, I'm telling you what, it's we may be in for some delightful surprises.
Well, as he told me, he said this is the best that he's ever felt as a football player. Talking to him about a couple of weeks ago before Laramie went down, and he's got confidence in you. You can tell. He said that, look, I went to another level in my game and what I needed to work on and everything. And you're going to probably see that. So again, he's played the position before. Did at the end of last season, him and Chris Paul were together when Laramie was out with the injury at the end of the season, they shut him down. We saw a little bit of that relationship with Chris Paul and Brandon Coleman over there. So we shouldn't be shocked at that position, because we had a taste at the end of last year.
Amen. Ant?
No, I mean, I didn't have anything else I did tell Donna I was going to be out there tomorrow. She said today there was some skirmishes, some little fights. So
on the defensive side.
Always good to, you know, have some intense practices a little bit. So we'll see what tomorrow and Thursday holds, but I'm excited to get back out there tomorrow.
Yeah. I want to see that intensity in Detroit.
Yeah, me too.
Team.
Yeah, me too. I look forward. I look forward to that. Well, Donna, thank you so much. We appreciate you, and give my best to the guy, Santa Claus with the white beard.
I back to sack.
All right, good deal. That's Donna Hopkins, as Coach Thompson would say. She is simply one of the best. Ant-Man, want to take a break and light it up?
Yes, sir.
Why don't we do that? 301-230-0980 is the number. And what do you think about what Donna had to say? Who are you focusing on as an individual in this preseason game against the Lions?
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.